Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. And this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. So wonderful to see all of you on the line today. And we'll just get started as we open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We honor you and we adore you. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And so, Lord God, hallelujah, we thank you for being in the midst right now. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence touching all those who are listening right now, going into our homes, Lord God, touching each and every person, and Lord God, even the ones who will listen in the future, that you will touch them as only you can. Thank you, Lord, for meeting each and every one of us at the very point of our need and doing exceeding abundantly above all we could or even imagine. Lord God, and we thank you today for our guests tonight, our very special guest that we have on Get 'em Radio tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that you just touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Lord God, let your wisdom just flow out of his belly tonight like rivers of living water. And we just thank you for him and his entire family In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So once again, welcome everyone. This month on Get Up Radio, we are talking about wise fathers. This is Wise Fathers Month. And we started this month with some very special men that I met when I was at the Monarchy having the brakes fixed on my car. And I met we call him Mr. Keith, and then I met Brother Zach. And so we've had them on this month, and it was such a blessing to have them both on. If you have an opportunity, you can listen to their podcast and all of the Get 'Em Radio podcasts by just going to Google and Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-M Radio. And then when you Google it, you will see our Blog Talk Radio platform. You click on that, and you'll be able to listen to the podcast from this month and our over 1,200 podcasts that we have online. You will be blessed. Amen. So today, we have a very special guest. He's very special to us. His name is Roy Clardy. He is the deacon of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And as I prepare to spend this little time just talking to our guests, I want to start off by saying, first of all, the scripture, Romans 13 and verse 7, in the New American Standard Bible, it says, pay to all what is due them, to whom respect, and honor to whom honor. And we just want to take out a little time here to honor him as the deacon of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And I want to say my first recollection of Deacon Roy was in 2010 when we had a very lively conversation in the driveway of the Heritage House Apartments where we live. And 3 years later, in 2013, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church began having services in the Heritage House Chapel. Well, Deacon Roy attended regularly. He soon began serving in the ministry. Early Sunday mornings, before every service, he made sure that the chapel was straightened up, all the chairs, and ready for service. Deacon Roy faithfully picked up all the songbooks, Bibles, and equipment and put them in the chapel, and then he cleaned up after the service. There were times when people needed him to come to church, and Deacon Roy would gladly help them. And Deacon Roy has had a crucial role in the life and health of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. In Acts 6, verses 1 through 6, the Bible talks about how the apostles needed help taking care of the physical and logistical needs of the church so they could concentrate on their primary calling. Well, Pastor Mom and I are so grateful to Deacon Roy for his faithfulness. The 7 years that we were in the Heritage House Chapel from 2013 to 2020, we're so happy that he was there, and we saw such a wonderful growth with him in the spirit, how he began to just read the Word of God more, and he would make comments during the church service, and that's how we used to roll, you know, back then. He made comments during the church service that God would give him such wonderful revelation and insight. And so he was such a blessing to us. He was also a blessing to the Heritage House. Deacon Roy has connected numerous flat-screen TVs, PCs, laptop routers, telephone equipment, CDs, Blu-ray players, Rokus, and Fire Sticks. He's been the resident building tech. And now that the East St. Louis Christian Center Church is online every Sunday, Deacon Roy continues to be faithful and available whenever he's needed. Amen. And now, with any further ado, we want to introduce to some and present to others our very own Deacon Roy Clardy. Welcome, Deacon Roy.
Welcome. God bless all y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. So glad to have you with us today. And we do honor you and thank you for all that you've done over the years at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You've been such a great help to all of us. Pastor Mom and I are very grateful to you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So let's just start off with a scripture. And I know a scripture that you know from memory. And it starts with, for God so loved the world. You want to say the rest of that for us?
God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son. Who believes in him shall have faith, have wisdom.
You're adding stuff.
Yeah, well,
that whosoever believes in him shall not perish.
Okay. But
have everlasting life.
Right.
Okay, you started putting your own scriptures in there. All righty.
Okay.
So now tell us about your family.
My family.
Yeah.
I got three daughters.
Yeah.
And two of them are here in St. Louis. And one is in Atlanta. The youngest girl, Sarana, made me an old person, made me a grandpa. So I'm happy about that. And so anyway, I enjoy seeing him. Ronnie. That's what I call my baby girl, is Ronnie. And
mm-hmm.
Her name is Sarah.
Okay.
And so anyway.
And tell us the other girls from the start with the oldest to the youngest.
Okay. The oldest is Mariette Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And, Valerie.
Okay. And then the youngest is? Sarana.
Yeah.
Okay. All beautiful names and beautiful young ladies, you know. Call them your fabulous daughters because they are. And they're all grown. Hey, the youngest has a baby, so they're all grown ladies.
Yeah.
And what blessings
you. Making me feel old.
Well, you're the daddy. Amen. And what blesses me so much about them is that they take good care of you. That says a whole lot. You know, when your daughter...
I love them, and they love me back.
Amen.
So that's how it is.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing, that you love them and they love you back. And I've heard you talk to them on the phone, you know, little bits and pieces as I pass by, and you always say you love them.
I do.
Amen. And that's a good father, a wise father, because it's very important for all our children, whether they're daughters or sons, to let them know that they are loved. But it just seems a little extra special that a father lets his daughters know that he loves them.
Yeah, I do.
Amen.
I do love him.
Amen. That's good. So did you, while Well, I remember you were telling me that you all, you know, you were married to their mom at the time, and you all used to go to church together as a family, right?
Yeah, we used to.
Yeah, when they were younger.
And they went to Samaritan Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
In St. Louis. And, yeah, so I enjoyed them. And I also helped at that church,
mm-hmm.
in St. Louis, with the microphones and sump pumps and all that stuff.
From microphones to sump pumps.
That's right.
That's some good help right there.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of a deacon. I set up an alarm system in the church.
Okay.
And, but I'm sure they've given the codes out to somebody. I built it up, but I don't know the codes now.
Good.
Anyway.
Well, that was good that you set everything up for them. That's a blessing.
Yeah. And it was a black contractor, a black alarm company.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you wanted to make sure that it wasn't given to other people's. I want to give the brothers and sisters.
Okay.
And they run the alarm company. And they're located in St. Louis, but they got connected up with the internet and all that.
Okay, so, and now that was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
But that had to be about 20 years ago that all that was going on.
Well, you make, now see, Pastor, you making me feel old now.
Well, come on. But you won't say your age, and I won't say mine.
Okay.
Okay. So.
But anyway.
So we'll be okay with that.
It's been a while. And
amen.
Anyway.
So now, when you were raising the girls, did you ever have to discipline them? Did you have to, you know, if they didn't do something that they were supposed to do?
Well, I did, but only because their mom and stuff. You know, you need to do this and that and the other. And the middle girl, Valerie, would get mad with the sisters and their mama. And I had to go upstairs and raise Cain with Valerie. And so one of the youngest one told me, well, I don't know what it is, Daddy. And I said, well, it's like this, y'all talking. And she tries to hurt you. And I don't try to hurt, I hurt her. And then she gets straight real quick. So that's kind of how it was. And so I left it alone. You know, as long as they did what they need to do. Valerie went to high school out in Ladue. And got a finger chopped off in shop class, and I had to take her to the hospital. And they were talking about amputating. I said, oh, no, can't amputate that. And I said, Bobby, it hurts, doesn't it? Yeah, it hurts. Okay, but then. So I had them take the stuff off, and they saw it was bleeding. I said, oh, I guess it is still alive. So it came back. And
so now you had the finger, you had her finger in a bag of ice?
Yeah, well, when I took it to the hospital.
Yeah.
And they attached it.
Okay. So, hallelujah.
So
now that's wisdom. And yeah. Then I know the Lord was with you.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
He was. I'm racing up and down the highway in Chesterfield and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get set up. So anyway, no, I did what the Spirit had me do, take care of my kids. And that was it.
And today her finger works.
Yeah.
It's attached and it works.
Yeah, it works.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. So anyway, so outside of that, you know, I was blessed that she got her finger working again. And,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So now, did your family do anything? That was a blessing. Now, I wanted to know, did your family have any outings? What did you guys do for fun when the children were young? Did you go to amusement parks or something?
Went to the parks and stuff. But barbecued at home.
Okay. You knew how to barbecue?
Oh, yeah. I had a barbecue grill and all that stuff on desk. Yeah. Cooked it all up. And so they was arguing with me about that. And so
I'm sure it was good. I'm sure it turned out really good.
Yeah, it was good. Now, the middle girl, Valerie, became a vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, at that time, I said, you're going to have to eat this meat. And I used to cook. And so I'd cook in a wok shrimp and what have you, and I'd cook it. And we'd have dinner, special occasions, in the dining room. And I have it all cooked up.
Okay.
So you
cook food that she could eat too, huh?
Well, at that time.
Yeah, when they were young.
What they could eat, period.
Okay.
So, anyway, see, at that time, the vegetarian thing didn't mean it. It was just food. And since I was cooking it and buying it and paying for it and cooking, then it was okay. And the sisters were happy and their mother was happy. So I was happy and I cooked it all up and they were amazed. They cooked this up. You made it good. Yeah, okay. And that was it.
Good.
Anyway.
And now, we're going to open the lines in a little bit for people to talk. We're going to start with Pastor Mon a few minutes. But, you see the young men, young families being raised by their parents these days. Is there any wisdom that you would like to say? Is there anything that you would like to say to a young father who's raising his children in this 21st century? And be nice, okay?
Be real with the kids and their mama.
Okay.
And all y'all pull together as a family. And that's what it's got to be about. And show them love to each other. You know, don't hate each other. Just show them love. Even if you don't agree with what they're doing, still show them love. Let them know in so many ways that you don't approve of it, but you still love them. And that's most important stuff. You know?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how I look at it. You got to let them know you love them. Even if you don't agree and approve of all that. So, you know.
Amen. That's wisdom, Roy. You're bringing tears to my eyes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and open up the lines now. We're going to open the line for Pastor Mom first. Hopefully you all are in a good place right now to open up the lines. For those who may have just joined, we have our deacon, Roy Clardy, who is the deacon of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. He's on with us today. We started off by honoring him as the deacon of East St. Louis Christian Center Church for just him just being faithful and just flowing by the Spirit of the Lord And so we just thank him. He's just been such a great help to Pastor Mom and myself over the years. So we started with that, and then he shared with us about his family. He has three daughters, and, you know, and it's all about love with them. And I've met all three of them, and they are fabulous. That's a word that I have for them. They are fabulous daughters. Praise God. And the great part is that they do take care of their dad. They make sure that he is taken care of. And so I just, you know, thank God for them. And he was just sharing with us about him and about his one of his daughters who was in shop and at school, and her finger got cut off. And he took her and her finger in a bag with ice on it to the hospital, and they reconnected her finger. Hallelujah. And so he was just telling us that how much it's so important to love your children. Even if you don't agree with all that they're doing, you still love them and let them know, be real with them and let them know that you love them. Amen. All right. So if anyone wants to encourage the man of God, press your number one key, and we'll open up your lines in just a few moments here. We're going to open up the line first for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. And I see you, Minister Rachel, and I see you, Pastor Price, with your number one key pressed. So Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, opening up your line now. Welcome, Pastor Mom. Your mute is still on.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome to you, too. And I enjoy
Roy.
Deacon Roy. We enjoy him, too. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Thanks for all he did for his children and for our church.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. So Deacon Roy, I'm going to put you on the spot. We ask everybody to pray for Pastor Mom. You want to pray for her?
Yeah, I pray Pastor Mom and Apostle Barbara that, you know, we all have to look the other way, even though you love them. At times, you're not going to agree with everything they say and do. But you tell them that you love them, and by the way, and the way you love them is to show them support in what you're doing for them, and how you want to treat them. And so you let that go. You don't have to agree with everything they say and do, but you show them love, and just let them do that.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. So, Pastor Catherine?
Well, good evening, Deacon Roy. It was so good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I didn't see you today, but it's good to hear you today. And I want to say that even when Apostle was out of town and I would have to help Mom with the church.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I didn't have to worry about, Apostle said, just put the bag outside and let him, he would take it down and fix everything up for us. And I would be so happy that I didn't have to try to do that and try to get Mom ready and get Mom down to the church. But you would always come and get the bag and set up everything. And so I just want to say thank you also when the times that I was here and, you know, helping mom. I also think that, you know, a lot of fathers don't tell their children that they love them. There are so many people, they're 50 and 60 years old, even right now, and they have never heard their father say they love him. If you didn't do anything else, I think that is so important. And I just want to say I praise God for you being such a wise father to be able to even just tell your daughters that you love them. And I know because of that one thing, that you have somebody to still come around, and they don't mind coming around taking care of their father, who always said that he loved them. So may God bless you, and I thank you for the wisdom that you gave us, that you just keep loving them and just keep staying together as a family. So God bless you, and thank you so much for tonight here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Okay. Amen. So we're going to open the lines. We have, with your number one key press, we have Minister Rachel, Pastor Catherine, and Minister Amber. So we're opening the line now for Minister Rachel. And if you have your number one key press and I don't see it, text me. I'll look at my text. Hi, Minister Rachel. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. First of all, it's cool. God bless you, Deacon Roy. You got the same name as my dad. His name is Roy Rogers. I also it's a blessing how you encourage, and you have three daughters, and God bless you and your wife, and God bless my godmom, and God bless everyone, and God bless your life, that you're able to love on your daughters. And I just wish every father would love on their daughters and sons and things like that, because they really need that love. And like you said, yeah, you may not agree with everything. And the Lord was telling me a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. But when I say things in a soft manner but tell the truth, they receive it better. Because you can catch more flies with honey than you could do vinegar. I know that's an old but it is best that we, you know, encourage each other, speak the truth, love on them, and the seeds will be sown. And when they get older, you will see the fruit of it. But for the grace of God, we'll keep speaking life over them. And people's like, why are you speaking that? And I'm seeing this in the natural. God says, speak those things that be not as though they were. And I have a right to decree a thing, and it shall be established, because I'm in Christ Jesus. So therefore, I can use my words to speak life into my children's future. And God will bring it to pass, because his word don't return back unto him void. And so I thank God for strong men of God standing and loving on their families and you know, and being that priest over the home. So may God keep you strong in Jesus' name. And Pastor Mom and everyone on the line, God bless you all in Jesus' name and keep you strong. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Amen.
You know,
okay.
Oh, I love y'all.
Love you too. We're going to open up the line for Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle, and Deacon Roy, and all of the precious saints in their respective places. What a great service today, and what a wonderful tribute it is to you, Deacon Roy, that she could have you on as one of those wise fathers. I had the blessed privilege of meeting you even before my sister met you, and had where we were having trouble with internet service there in the building. And me and my daughter, Amber, you were able, she needed to get work done. I needed to get my computer going, and sometimes we would have to come downstairs in the library there to be able to work and get work done, and you helped us. And I just thank God for you. And so I was so pleasantly surprised when the Lord blessed you to become a part of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And then I watched your faithfulness there. I keep you in prayer, Deacon Roy, every day. And I was just so pleasantly surprised to see you as a part of East St. Louis Christian Center Church, such an integral part. I've watched you where we would get up on a Sunday morning when I was there in town visiting, and you would already have, he put the things outside. You were in, not in, and go on and take them downstairs and would watch your input as you input different things there at East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So I just wanted to say I thank God for you. I'm thankful for the years of service that you have given. I look forward to you being on the, even on the telephone ministry where we have the telephone ministry, and I just thank God for you. So I just ask God's continued richest blessings upon you and upon your daughter. Glory to God. And I just thank God for you. My daughters were so very excited when we were there visiting last month in May in St. Louis. And when they saw you, they were just getting off that elevator. They said, oh, there's Brother Roy. There's Brother Roy. And they were just so excited to see you. So we thank God for you and ask God's richest blessings upon your life in Jesus' name. God bless you, Minister Roy, Deacon Roy.
Thank you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. That's impossible. I'm going to go off because I think the girls want to say something to him, too. I think Amber, is Amber next, Apostle?
Yes, she's next.
Okay, then. Yes. I'm going to get off. God bless you all, and y'all have a blessed night.
Okay. Amen. Thank you. Praise God, Minister Amber. Welcome.
Hey, this is Joyanne Amber. We want to tell Mr. Roy,
happy Father's Day, Mr. Deacon Roy.
We love your music and we love the song.
Yes.
Yeah.
And God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, and Deacon Roy, you know, has a lot. When we've had different events downstairs, for years we used to do New Year's Day breakfasts, and you know, we'd have some kind of event downstairs, and there he was, you know, always there helping us. And so we just thank the Lord once again for him. Anyone else, if you'd like to press your number one key and say anything, just giving a little shout out here to Sister Debbie. Amen. God bless you. And then Minister Gary, God bless you as well. Amen. Hallelujah. So, hold on a little bit longer, Deacon Roy. I'm just going to pray the prayer of salvation. And then I want to tell everybody about our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And then I want you to come back and give any closing remarks. And then we'll close out in prayer. Okay?
Okay.
So just hold on for a little bit longer here. Amen. So as we, you know, continue on here, I just think about, you know, this man of God who God has just touched his heart and taught him to love, you know, his children. And that's what God is all about, loving his children. And that scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So the Lord he's so into loving us, and he loves whosoever. And he gives all of us an opportunity to receive him as Lord and Savior. He doesn't separate and say, oh, no, only those who are from South America, or only those who are from the West or the East. He doesn't say that. He says whosoever. And then he lets us know exactly how to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So he lets us know exactly how we can be saved. Confessing with your mouth is simply saying a prayer, saying it out of your mouth. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that what Jesus did 2,000 years ago was real. You just make a choice to believe it because none of us was here. And we believe it by faith from our heart. And when we believe it with our heart and saying it out of our mouth, we are saved. Hallelujah. I'm going to say a prayer, and you can repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me. And God raised you.
And God raised you.
From the dead. Come into my heart.
Into my life.
Come into my life. Be my Lord.
And Savior.
And be my Savior. And now I know, according to the Bible, that I'm saved, I'm redeemed, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with all your heart, you are saved. You are born again. Hallelujah. Oh, I know it seems so simple, but here's the thing. Jesus did all the work. The thing that was needed, God did that, sending Jesus to do the work. And our job is to believe and say it out of our mouth. That seems almost too simple, but this is God's business, and that's how he does it. So if you prayed that prayer today, with all your heart, you are definitely saved, born again, you are redeemed. And so we want to pray for you now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you just touch those who have prayed that prayer, Lord God, with all their heart. Touch them right now. Fill them with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to even read the word of God and to understand it, because you are there every time we open up the Bible and read it. And so we just thank you for that right now, Lord. And also, we thank you, Lord God, that you fill them to overflowing even with their prayer language. Let your prayer language flow out of each and every person right now in the name of Jesus, that they will speak in other tongues, hallelujah, and flow in the gifts of the Spirit. And we give you praise and glory for that right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen, hallelujah. And we want to invite you to go to a Bible-believing church. If you're not going to church now, we invite you to go to a Bible-believing church. If they believe in the Bible, you will learn and you will grow in the things of God. Hallelujah. And we also invite you, well, we want to invite you to go somewhere in your neighborhood, wherever you are, because people are calling from all over the country. And then we want to invite you as well to come to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and you can learn and grow just by calling in. Our number is 516-418-5699, and we have up to 5 broadcasts per week, every day, 5 days a week, and you can listen and grow. Now, we have really 4, and 1 is on the second Wednesday of the month, so I'm going to tell you about those quickly. On Sundays, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, this Sunday is Father's Day, and we have a wonderful, wonderful service planned for this Sunday. We're going to have Bishop Aaron McClary from Atlanta, Georgia, and Minister Lenny Yarbrough from Memphis, Tennessee. And both of them will be ministering on this Sunday. So that's going to be awesome. If you were here with us last Father's Day, you know you're in for a good time with both of these men of God. Then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. And that's at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. We call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. So you can call in every Monday while you're having lunch at 12 o'clock if you're in the central area, 1 o'clock in the eastern area, and just listen to wonderful Bible teaching as she teaches us how to dig into the Word, hallelujah, as she digs into the Word. Amen. On Tuesdays, we have our prayer service, and we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. It's at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. So we have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. It has been absolutely awesome. So if the Lord is leading you to join us, even if you don't pray in tongues yet, you come and be in that atmosphere. The water is flowing. The water of the and water flows with water. So if you come on, you will pray in the Spirit more. Hallelujah. Or if you don't at all, you will begin. And we declare that by the Spirit of the Lord. So that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Then the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service. The next time our healing service will be July the 13th, Wednesday, July 13th. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarms, clear your calendar. Wednesday, July 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we have had so many healings this year already. Hallelujah. We're going into our second half of the year in July. So let your friends, let your family know about it. Let someone know who's in need of healing, including yourself. If you're in need of healing, call in on July 13th. The anointing is really flowing. Then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And we have different things, topics that we talk about. This month, every Thursday, we have Wise Fathers. So next Thursday, we have Minister Maurice, who's going to be with us, Minister Maurice Jones, who's going to be with us on next Thursday night. Hallelujah. So we look forward to having him. And then we have another Thursday after that, and we'll be talking about Wise Fathers at that time. Praise God. So we invite you and pray that you can come. Maybe you can catch one or two services per week or something like that. So, and they're different times of the day. So we just invite you to come, learn, and grow with Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. Amen.
Knowledge is power.
Say it again.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. So you're going to have the remarks. Go ahead.
You have you're to have knowledge
okay.
of God.
Yes, it's
and
power.
By having that knowledge, you will have power over yourself, and hopefully other things around you will fall into place, just like a machine. Like I say, the church is a machine. And the church has to be a machine. Can't say well all and all that, but it's a machine. And everybody's got a part to play. And everybody has got a rhythm, a system to work with the power of the Lord. And if you tell the truth and work out your heart, you will have the power, because God gives you power. When you give the truth, he helps you and tell the truth. And people that you really don't even know by what you say may give them power of doing what they need to do and help you help them. And everybody is being helped through God and his spirit and his word. So I'm just leave it like it is. Thank y'all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you for your closing remarks. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. As we close, I want to give anyone last opportunity to say anything before we go ahead and close out in prayer. Just very quickly, I'm opening up everybody's line. Mute yourself if you're not going to say anything. Make sure you mute yourself if you're not going to say anything. And if you want to say something, you can go ahead and speak. Everybody's line is open now.
This is Pastor Catherine again. I was reminded when Pastor Price was talking about how Deacon Roy helped them with the computer. But there was something wrong with the telephone here, the telephone lines here, and the telephone company had sent a repairman out to fix the telephone, and he could not. He said he would have to send somebody else out. And I remember Deacon Roy went downstairs and knew exactly what to do, some type of wire. I don't know what he did. But anyway, it started working.
DSL. DSL.
Oh, DSL, okay.
I just remember
I think that was another time I was out of town, right?
Right, that you were out of town, right.
Amen. And there was Deacon Roy to help fix again. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Anyone else? Any comments to the man of God encouraging him?
Knowledge is power. You got to have knowledge of God.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, all right then. Amen. We're going to go ahead and close out. All right. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for all that you have done tonight. We are blessed. We thank you, Lord God. Only you can do what you did here tonight. And we thank you, Father God, that there's so much that has happened tonight that we have not even seen or don't even realize all that has happened tonight by your spirit. And so we just thank you and we praise you. And we bless your holy name, Lord God. And Lord, we just ask you to touch each and every person that's on the line. Thank you, Lord, for the time that they've spent here. And in all of our broadcasts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, hallelujah, that you just strengthen each and every one of us with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. And we give you praise and glory now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the night. Amen.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, don't.